Bill Dane Neal is here of the Dane Neal Show.
That's where I know him from.
And congratulations, you have a sponsor for your segment. We'd like to welcome Resurrection University.
Oh, that's...
You're lucky.
It's exciting, and so we're gonna have we're gonna have some reads with some tips that are going on out there in the world of health and medical advancement, especially on the education side. Yeah, I'm a proponent of education,
you like education,
especially when it's not
you?
Mine. But I want my medical professionals
sure,
educated.
Sure, of course.
And then occasionally we'll have one of them in studio to kind of give a tip. How to stay cool in the summer, how to avoid things like Zika virus, all
Good.
Sorts of important things.
Yeah, we do need to know all that stuff.
Also in studio with you, Dane, is one of the Banos brothers, Jimmy Banos, who is no stranger to these airwaves, a weekly guest with Bob and Marianne for a long, long time. Hi, Jimmy. How are you?
Good.
Nice
how
to
you
see
doing?
You. You look fantastic.
You know what? I'm on the downstream. I've gained and lost 2,000 pounds my whole life. And right now, I'm down about 55.
But doing it within your life is the way to do it. Don't do it like in a month or something.
No,
That'd be
you
crazy.
You'll gain it. I'll gain triple back.
Sure.
That sounds like a really effective kind of infomercial. We've made it easy. Like, stop yo-yoing. Just do it over the course of your lifespan.
Well, it's hard, Jimmy, because you're such a great cook. And as you're cooking, don't you taste?
Yeah, I appreciate that. But you know what? It's not even that. It's at when I go at home, when I get home. And then
really?
Nothing's safe.
Because you're busy when you're at work.
Yeah, it's just like nothing's safe. My wife will go, you know, you were just at a restaurant for 16 hours, didn't you? It's like, it's not that. It's just like you come home and
But it's your
whatever.
Restaurant. You don't want to eat the profits.
No,
you wait
no,
till you
I don't
get home. That.
Right.
Don't get high on your own supply.
But Jimmy, what happens when you've been in a restaurant setting all day, you've been cooking all day and all night, and then you go home? I would think the last thing you'd want to do is cook, is it?
It's not cooking. It's like Triscuits and Merk cheddar cheese.
Oh.
And then pickle jalapenos. That's a perfect.
Maybe Gino's pizza rolls.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, and whatever's left over, I'll eat that. But usually it's just like, you know, Rick Bayless salsa, you know, the little jar thing.
Yes.
That we have. It's fantastic. And then chips, and I'll make nachos, or, you know, it's like, you know, at 1 o'clock.
How
in the
long
morning
do you do
something.
This? Just all night? Like little.
No, quick.
Oh.
Quick.
A combination of all those things.
I just hit and run, you know.
Well, don't forget, Wendy, he has a staff, so there's somebody like at his house ready to fill that.
Sure.
No, I do not have a staff. Sure. I have two dog Cocker Spaniels looking at me like, please, something drop.
Something. Well, I thought it would be great to have not only Jimmy, and of course we've known him for years, Hall of Fame chef here, so identified not only with Chicago, but Heaven on 7, one of really the beloved restaurants in Chicago, but also, and we'll have him probably in on the next segment, is Jimmy Banos Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
chip off the old block, huh?
Yeah, fourth generation. That's nice.
Awesome.
An amazingly accomplished chef in his own right. Of course, the guy behind Purple Pig, a James Beard Award winner, to talk not only about, you know, kind of their take on Memorial Day, kind of what things they do, but then also on Father's Day, too. Like, what do the two fathers who have all the food that you could want get for each other on Father's Day?
Very, very good. Yeah. You just said fourth generation. So obviously, if you're doing it, your son's doing it, this infers your parents and grandparents were also.
Yeah, my dad did it on his side, and then his mother, actually, she in the early 20s inherited a restaurant from her two brothers that got deported back to Greece.
Wow.
And back to the homeland.
Yeah.
And then so she ran a diner in actually Logan Square, and then my grandfather on my mom's side had a little diner across the street from Western Electric on Cicero Avenue in Cermak.
So you saw growing up the trials and tribulations of putting a restaurant business together, and people don't realize it's one of the hardest things to accomplish business wise.
And I started working at 9 years old at one of my dad's places on 35th and Western, and I still wanted to be in this restaurant, in this crazy ass business. Yeah, it's nuts.
Well, you think about it, and Bill, you mentioned it is absolutely true. It is one of the toughest businesses to be in.
24/7, aren't you pretty much?
Yeah, I've got two phones. I have an iPad in my back pocket usually, and it's just like, but you know, I'm like a doctor. I said I'm on call 24/7. If anybody needs anything, please call me, just in case I'm not there. And I've been there more than ever.
And you look at it now, of course, with hindsight, you can look back, and it was absolutely the right move to make. And Jimmy Jr. has got, you know, a huge and successful career ahead of him. But were there times where you didn't want him to be, you know, 9 years old doing what you were doing?
I started, you're right, not nine. I brought him in at three.
Okay.
I brought both kids in at three.
Wow.
believe it or not. And then just,
what do they do at three?
You know what? We go to the market first in the morning. They would usually wake me up. And then we'd go to the market and go buy whatever we needed for the day. And then we'd walk in. I'd give them breakfast, him and my daughter. And then I'd have them clean the tables, the stems of the tables, and then all the chairs.
And they did that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
At three.
Right. And then I'd bring coloring books or something, let them mess around, let them do that. And then flower.
Wendy does that for me, Jimmy, here on the show.
But now that's their home away from home, then. They get so comfortable there. Right. What a great idea.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we even had, you know, when we got really crazy busy or whatever, I would clear a shelf of pots and fold up aprons, and Jimmy would fall asleep underneath the tail. It was the best. My wife said it was cruelty to minors, but it's like, we're Greek.
No, because look at what Jimmy's doing now, though. So that meant that got in his blood. It got him excited.
And, you know, when it was time to go look for colleges, he goes, well, I'm going to chef school. And I looked at him and said, really? He goes, yeah, you knew that. And I said, yeah, I knew that, but I never, you know, I would never push, because how many times have we seen any parents or successful business or not, or and would, you know, force their children into the business, and then the business a couple years later goes, tanks.
May I say Honey Boo Boo?
That's a perfect example.
Is that a business?
But yeah, wait, was that the most scariest thing ever?
Well, I know.
Yeah, it was. But even if you knew that was coming, even though you knew Jimmy was probably going to go to chef school, to just hear him say those words, what was the level of pride for you?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. Then we went to go look at schools, and he picked Johnson Wales in Providence, Rhode Island. Because there's eight colleges in that town. There was an unbelievable amount of women all walking around. I said, come on, you have to have both. You know, so it was perfect.
Yeah. But now you didn't go to school to do that. You just...
I'm a graduate of Washburn Trade School.
Really?
In the city, which is the oldest culinary school in the country.
That's what I mean. I didn't know there were culinary schools.
Yeah.
Well, I'm this not was saying a trade you're that
school.
Old.
So it was I was 58 yesterday was my birthday.
Congratulations.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, that's great.
Bill would have made you a cake had we known.
Yeah. Right. Right.
We talked about it being a tough business to be in, and you have been blessed not only to have some great and very successful restaurants, as like Chicago's been blessed to have you. Were you surprised as, you know, with Purple Pig and the things that you've done, you probably couldn't even have hoped initially that he would have the success. You'd hope for it, I guess, but you couldn't guarantee it. But that's surpassed so many things.
Right. I knew his drive. He's relentless, you know, and I know his passion is just unbelievable, which you have to have. You have to have this in this business. Otherwise it'll eat you up. It'll kill you. And, I knew he would do anything to possibly succeed, you know what I'm saying? And his just research and constant research. And he'll try something, you know, he'll put something on the menu, and all of a sudden three of them go out, and he'll pull it off the menu for that night. And I said, you know, what's wrong? He goes, I got to work on it. Something's not, it's not right. All of a sudden I'll see, he'll make a couple changes. Then the next day I'll try it. He goes, and I thought it was fantastic. Then all of a sudden the next day it was like, oh my God. It's even, you know, 10 times better than what it was.
So would you say this is or is not the right business to get into if you're a perfectionist?
I think it's a great business. Yeah. I think you have to be. You have to. You can't. I mean, when you own multiples, and I found that out, if you set the knife and fork, you know, straight, and, you know, and if it's turned just a little bit, then you have to be okay with it. But you know what? As I've seen, because I've had some restaurants that I've closed and things like that, you have to be relentless. Otherwise, forget it.
I would imagine. So. All right, Jimmy Banos is here. Dane Neal is here. We're talking food. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200, we'll get that done. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Dane Neal is here. Jimmy Banos Sr. was here and still is here. He's been joined by Jimmy Banos Jr. And we'll add a Banos every day till someone wins them all. Jimmy, your dad was in the business, your grandparents in the business, your great-grandparents in the business.
Yes.
So you saw all this from the time, as your dad just pointed out, you were 3 years old.
Diapers. He used to bring, I was in my diapers. When you brought me to the restaurant. Yeah, at a very, very young age.
Three, he said, and used to lay your little head on the apron.
Yeah, I had all my spots. I would work for a little bit. I'd do like bus tables, and I would crawl on my hands and knees and like wipe all, he'd make me wipe all the stems of the tables.
Believe you did it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. It was good.
That is a kid thing, though.
Yeah, I really did enjoy it. And, then I would eat some breakfast, and then I usually would, like, when lunch rush was starting to get crazy, a lot of times I would I remember I'd like nap under the prep table, like literally like the prep table. I'd like sleep under the prep table, sleep on the top of a chest freezer. I'd be all, I mean, so then I would work. I'd help my dad and my grandfather, usually by sitting on, remember I used to sit on a bucket of fryer oil.
That seems safe.
But, yeah.
It wasn't hot.
But you know, it was good. So then as I got older, every year I would be able to do more and more and get involved more and, you know, do more things, and then it just kind of continued to grow from there.
It's one thing to participate. It's one thing to be, you know, in the industry and be good at it. And Jimmy had said, as surprising as it may have been, that he was pleasantly surprised that you were going to make this, you know, career, the one that you were going to do, like work in food. But, right. But at what point, Jimmy, did you know that he was going to be special? I think special, 3 years old, doing the table stems is one thing. But at 7 years old, was he suggesting, like, improvements in the POS system?
I knew at eight. I brought him an event and he was cutting with a French knife. And my wife says, "Are you kidding me? He's going to cut his finger." I said, "Well, he's got more.
I still clearly remember that. Mom's like, "What are you doing? What are you doing right now with this kid?"
Moms freak out because we're worried about what could happen.
Exactly.
Dads are more realistic in general. I'm generalizing by saying, don't get them freaked out about it. Just let them do it. Right. If it happens, we'll deal with it.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
Well, it's so much about Mother's Day. And of course, Father's Day is kind of based around food. It's the way people celebrate. And a lot of listeners wanted to know, like, what do you guys do? Because you're providing so many people with fun food-based experiences. But what do you guys do or want to do like on Father's Day?
Yeah, it's usually my holiday. Yeah, like Mother's Day, we did steaks. You know, did.
Are you trapped at the grill all day?
No, I do. That's why my wife, you know, you're not enjoying yourself. I said I am enjoying myself. I like cooking for everybody. And then yesterday was my birthday, but I got Popeye's chicken. You know?
It's like, you know, any red beans and rice?
It's just like Popeye's chicken and mayonnaise and then a macaroni salad from Jewel. You know, it was a beautiful thing.
I think I got the $8 bucket.
Jimmy, then, when they sing happy birthday to you at Popeye's, is it a special feeling?
Do
you
feel, exactly.
It must be. Yeah.
But Memorial Day, we'll do. Actually, we're going to go by, from last I heard, we're going to go by his mother-in-law's house, and she's going to make, she makes homemade domadas, you know, Greek stuffed
grape leaves.
Like, which reminds me of my mom. So,
she's the best Greek home cook there is, period.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
there's
she's
not,
awesome.
I mean, like, there, she's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I've steal all her recipes. They tell me, like, my wife's like, "Are you good?" It's like, "Look at you trying to steal my mom's ideas and use them at the pig." She's like, "You should be paying her." I'm like, all right.
No, recently, my sister-in-law married a Greek guy, Jimmy Katsifaros. He's awesome. Mm-hmm. And at their wedding, I had the Greek lemon chicken soup that I've never had before. Yes.
Yeah.
It is the best ever.
So
it's addictive.
It's so easy to make, too.
Do you have a recipe for that? I might hit you up for it.
Will you do the thing? You leave a key ingredient out.
No,
so it
never.
Taste just as good.
No, never. No. You know, I wrote two cookbooks. So if you do that, people will come, especially they're very vocal at the restaurant.
They'll hunt you down.
They'll just like, "This didn't work. This is not good." And it's like, okay, I'm sorry.
How do you go from Greek to Cajun? How do you make that transition?
You know, I like assertive food, and I think I fell in love with the South, and that's what happened. You know, Paul Perdomo was a mentor. Yeah.
Boy, it's not just Cajun either. I've been in New Orleans several times. Your food holds up against the best of the restaurants in New Orleans every time.
It
really does.
We just celebrated 36 years. I can't believe it.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. That's at the original location.
Original. Yeah, I mean, the one on Rush, I closed a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
That made 18 years. I'm happy.
That's not bad.
We wanted to get a little insight into, now we've seen kind of what you do at home, but what is going on at the restaurants? Of course, having on seven around for so many years, and Purple Pig is just, you know, completely doing gangbusters.
Yeah, we're on 7 years. It'll be 7 years in December.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a flash. Boom. You know, it's crazy.
NRA was just in town, not the cold dead hand Charlton Heston version, but the other one.
NRA should, like, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, National Restaurant Association. And it was the talk, as we were working around, so many people talking about, like, they were going to the Purple Pig. So from a people-watching standpoint, did you have any, you know, who stopped? I know people on the celebrity side stopped by. Anybody recently?
More this weekend. Not many celebrity chefs were in town. Really, I mean, a little bit, but I mean, the May for us overall is just insanity because you have the Beard Awards, and then you have the draft, and then goes to now NRA show. And then there's a candy show this week, and then there's
International Man of Leather is in town.
Yeah, the leather show.
We do at Heaven on 7. We have a very big clientele.
That's right. Yeah, it's all coming at once. So, it's
leather and gumbo go very well.
I let them dance on the tables too. If you don't mind, that's no problem.
It's fine.
Yeah. So it's been it's just wild. So we've got a lot of James Beard and celebrity chefs come in the past month, but this weekend, literally, we were doing upwards to like 1,000 people a day.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. We have 100.
It's not a giant space.
No, with the patio, there's 120 seats.
Yeah.
I mean, I always say this all the time, and my staff is like the hardest working people in this city. It's what being able to produce the quality and high caliber, food and service that they do on a daily basis for that many people. We're 5,000 people a week easily.
On electric, too.
Bonkers, crazy,
tremendous.
Your dad has been a star in the food space and in this town for a long time.
He's blushing.
Jimmy Banos.
No, but Jimmy Jr., I mean, and we talked about celebrities coming in, and of course, that's a destination for people when they visit town is the Purple Pig. Are you surprised when those people come in to meet you?
Growing up in the business and a lot of the chefs that I've grown up watching, Rick Bayless and Emeril, guys from Mario Batali and Joe Bastianich, all these people that I'm like, oh my, when I was a kid and coming up, oh my God, I worship them. And then they're coming to eat by me.
Right.
It took a while for me to not be
to stop pinching yourself.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't end. I still pinch myself every day. I walk in that restaurant because it's truly a really magical restaurant. You can't really beat the vibe and the energy that happens when you walk in there. But when they're coming to eat by you, you're just like, you can't. It's the best feeling that I could ever possibly have as a chef.
We don't have a ton of time, but I got to know the first thing you taught your son Jimmy Jr. how to cook. Do you remember?
No.
Do you even remember what it was? Was it an omelet? Was it something?
Yeah, eggs. What was that? Because
to flip eggs.
With the pan without the spatula? Will you teach us?
You do. All you do is get a piece of bread and put a piece of bread in a egg pan.
Yeah.
And then just lightly just flip it with your
Get the motion down. That's what you do.
Then it's perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
Jimmy, if you want to visit Jimmy's restaurant, Jimmy Senior's restaurant, that'll be Heaven on 7. So, or Seven on Heaven would also
Trust
be a great
me, people
restaurant.
Say that
Think
too.
About that. Heaven on Seven is the way you want to go.
That's the leather
purple
show.
Pig. That's what it is. The Purple Pig, so delicious. That's Jimmy Jr.'s restaurant. And
Thank
Dane
you.
Neal's show, The Dane Neal Show, can be heard on WGN Plus anytime you want. Thanks, guys.
Thanks
great
for having us.
Really
appreciate
great to
it.
Have
Happy
you.
Happy Father's Thanks. Day.
A Thank quick you. Break, then Kim Gordon with the news. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.